WGIL. It's 5:40 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I think the highlight of my day is about to happen. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. My guest and I were just discussing the finer points of broadcasting, and now I'm taking off next week. Maybe Tiffany Springer with the Galesburg Community Foundation wants to fill in and do my show next week. You've worked the headphones. You figured out the importance of how I do my show. What more is there to know?
I mean, don't even tease me with that, Will. Just stop it right now.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I won't. But you can if you want. We're not going to pay you, but you know, valuable experience for, you know.
Sure, just add it to my skill set.
When we all end up sick from the plague here, well, we know exactly who to call when we need somebody to come fill in.
That's right.
Tiffany's the Director of Grants and Programs at the Galesburg Community Foundation, which means she is in charge of a grant cycle that's starting up. And if you're a nonprofit organization that wants money from the foundation, you had better show up at one of these meetings being held starting next week or else.
Yes, please. I mean, that was a great introduction to it. I won't come after you with pitchforks or anything like that, but
that's why I don't do her job. So yeah,
but yes, if you are interested in applying, I would love for you to attend one of our mandatory grant trainings next week on Tuesday the 18th at 4:30 or Thursday the 20th at noon.
It's for a grant cycle called the Turnout. What is the Turnout?
So the Turnout is actually a railroad term, if you will. It's a mechanical device.
I knew it had to have something to do with the railroad around
are
here.
Are we in Galesburg or what, Will?
I'm nothing if not predictable.
Yes, you know, paying homage to our roots here.
Yeah.
No, but it's a mechanical device that allows the cars to change directions without losing momentum. And in the nonprofit world, and talking with granting, you know, we want to keep the momentum of the great work that's happening in our nonprofit sector going without having to make them, you know, jump through too many hoops to secure funding.
But is this making some of these nonprofits perhaps change the way they think about funding and things like that?
I hope so.
Okay.
In a good way.
Sure.
You know, it's really interesting because we changed it up a little bit last year and introduced having our donors at the Community Foundation be part of the conversation and connecting them with the causes that they truly care about. And so I think it has helped and changed a little bit in the way of thinking. And we've added some presentations, too, to the grant cycle, which is always fun for me to see because I love hearing about all the great stuff that's going on in our community. And that's like having a front row seat to it. So
I imagine that nonprofits probably at some point have to rethink how they think about funding, I guess, based on the fact that perhaps they spend so much time thinking about getting funding that they can't really focus on their core mission at times. Is that a fair statement?
It might be. I know it's definitely, you know, comes with the territory. It's something that they have to think about, especially with, you know, every grant maker, every funder has their own set of criteria. Obviously, we're talking about our set of criteria in order to apply for ours. And so that's not limited just to us. And the nonprofits are obviously not just looking to the Galesburg Community Foundation for that type of resource as well. So I think it is, you know, when you have to think about those things, and they're not guaranteed, right? So that's another kind of hangs out in the air. But we try our best to fully fund proposals that come through the Turnout. So that is definitely something that we look at.
And last year, a good size number of those proposals were indeed funded, right?
Yeah, indeed. We had 42 proposals that were fully funded, or about 75% of the total asks, which was double that we did in 2017. So that's really exciting.
That's fantastic. So do you hope to be able to do better than that this year? Or, well, let me back up first. Where does the money from these grants come from?
Sure. So, we have an unrestricted account fund at the Galesburg Community Foundation. And then with the help of our generous donors and community stakeholder partners that really get behind the philanthropy in Knox and Warren counties. So kind of comes from all over, just lots of hearts and hands.
That said, then, is the goal to eventually be able to fund every request that comes up? I imagine that would be easier said than done, but I imagine there's got to be a part of you that wants to fund more than 75% of the requests this year, right?
Well, I mean, that's always the goal, but again, we're working with limited resources as well. But yeah, we'll just have to see. It's kind of like you never know what you're going to come across, but the goal is also to get the tools in the hands of the nonprofits so they can do the best work that they can do.
We reported a little bit on this last week when the announcement was first made about the grant cycle starting up again. But give me an idea of some of the things that have been funded through this grant cycle in the past.
Sure. Well, one thing that comes to mind, the Yes series at the Orpheum Theater, yeah. The youth entertainment series. We've done some work with the Buchanan Center for the Arts in Warren County and Monmouth. The Knox Galesburg Symphony, Rainbow Riders Therapeutic Horseback Riding Program, also in Warren County, Fish Food Pantry of Galesburg, the Historic Ellisville Restoration Organization, KCCDD. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's 42 of them, Will.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, I have the time. No, I don't. and that said, that's kind of a diverse example of things that can be funded right there. Are there specific criteria or things that you look at when you fund these initiatives?
So one thing for the turnout, this is specifically for programmatic dollars. So okay. It's not for operational line items in your budget, staffing or things like that. It's not for new construction, just programs that your organization is putting out to serve a need in the community. So,
all right. So let's again move back then into the two meetings that are being held. You only have to attend one of them if you want a chance at some of this money, but talk about what these meetings are about, the when and the where, and organizations need to be thinking about as they attend.
Sure. So we just kind of walk through our grant process again. It was new last year. This is our second year, so we just want to cover some things. But that's Tuesday, June 18th at 4:30 p.m. held at the Orpheum Theater here in Galesburg. Plan for about an hour. And if it can be the person that is actually completing the grant, that would be great. Otherwise, if you need to send a board member or another staff person from your organization, that is fine too. You can call the foundation at 309-344-8898 and make sure that you get registered. The second date is Thursday, June 20th, and that's going to be held over the lunch hour again at the Orpheum Theater here in Galesburg. And same thing, plan for about an hour. If you are the person filling out the grant, we'd love to have you, but if you need to send someone in your place, that's fine too. Just make sure to call the office at 309-344-8898 and get yourself registered.
So what happens if you're a nonprofit organization that would be interested in having some grant funding, but let's say they're an overworked, stressed out, perhaps underpaid executive director of a nonprofit that can't possibly make either of these meetings? Are they out of luck?
They are not. They just need to give me a shout and set up a meeting with me, and we can have a one-on-one conversation and walk through it, and that will also make them eligible.
This really overall is kind of an amazing thing that you're just kind of, it's kind of, I hear about or read about competitive grant type processes all the time, but this seems to me to be a little different than what I normally would think of.
Yeah. So this idea is obviously a stolen one. I went to...
You didn't have to say that.
Well, I have to give credit where credit's due. That's for sure. But, you know, really the relationship that funders have with nonprofits, and tell us what you need and let us help you be the best that you can be to the extent that we can. So I took the word competitive out because I don't think nonprofits should be competing. I know there's a natural level of competition that happens, but when it comes to finding resources and connecting with people that care about the same thing that you do, you know, why compete?
All right. So again, one more time, how can folks contact you if they're interested in the turnout grant cycle and possibly getting some money from that?
Yeah, so you can email me at tspringer@yourgcf.org, or you can call the office at 309-344-8898. You can also follow us on Facebook at Galesburg Community Foundation. Yeah.
All right,
or you can hail me down on the street, you know, whatever.
That's a good idea. You know, I highly recommend doing exactly that if you get the chance. It may not increase your chances of getting a grant, but you'll feel better about yourself later.
Yeah, exactly. I'm always around.
There you go. How are things going otherwise these
days? They're going well. Yeah.
Good. I'm
looking forward to it. How about you? We shared a Saturday night trivia.
You were in one of the best trivia teams I've ever seen.
Well, now I know you're a liar. Well, I mean, I did have one of the best trivia teams, and we didn't come in last. So
that's really the goal. The problem is I'm on a team that routinely does extremely well, whether or not I'm there. So I'm really just not much of a help to the team.
But weren't you like the namesake of the trivia name?
Because I had missed a couple of trivia nights due to other obligations, they decided to start naming the team after me, which is really as embarrassing as you might think it would be, but you know, it's nice to be wanted.
I thought it was clever.
I thought so too. Although I think one of the first team names after I missed a trivia night suggested that I was dearly departed, let's say. But you know, hey, if that's the case, I had a good run. What can I tell you?
What can you do?
The Friends of Faith United Methodist Church had a trivia night Saturday night, and my team got second. Tiffany's team got
second to last.
Got not second. But hey, it's all for the kids, right?
That's
right. Just for the kids.
Doing it for the children.
There you go. Tiffany Springer is the Director of Grants and Programs at the Galesburg Community Foundation. Thanks for coming in, and continued success, and thanks for all you do for the community.
Thank you, Will.
We could talk all day about all the other stuff you do that really doesn't involve you being in second to last place.
I know.
But we don't have any time now.
Darn it.
I know. Sorry. Thanks so much, Tiffany.
Thank you.